stuff, folks. On Triple M with myself, Tony Martin.
Too cute by half.
Ed Cavalli.
Too clever by half.
Richard Marsland.
Too cunning by half.
And of course, Rick Hunt.
This is Dizzy Stuff, folks.
It certainly is.
The gang's all here.
And we're going to get the right to business this morning.
I have got an exclusive interview with. You've been begging the exclusive lately.
Yeah.
But no, it's time for my exclusive interview with Ed Cavalli.
I understand you're in a new Australian film called Meat Pie. Can we have a listen to some clips from that?
No, I've forgotten to bring in the disc again.
Ed Cavalli, thanks for your time. That's what we've been hearing in our office for about 6 weeks. Now, you promised on the last show of 2006, Ed, that if we came back this year, which we've done, you may have noticed.
I have read the Green Guide.
You'd spill the beans on this film, Meat Pie. It's a real film. You can look it up on the internet. It's an Australian movie. It stars Ed Cavalli in the lead role. You've got Ostentatious. You've got someone off Big Brother. You've got someone off Pizza.
Two people off Big Brother. Three people off Big Brother.
It's coming out. Well, is it coming out? What is the story?
I saw a version of it the other week.
Yeah, I saw it too. It was on your desk.
It was on my desk.
Someone sent you a copy of the movie and you showed me the trailer from the movie.
Yeah.
One of the most disturbing things I've ever seen.
Yeah, which bit was the most disturbing
part? Oh, that'd be when you put your penis in a meat mincer.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry, there's no way to explain it nicely.
That's the opening scene.
That's the opening scene of a new Australian film.
Yeah, that sets up the, character's journey throughout the film.
Why would you do that?
Sorry?
Why would you do that?
Because my character was attracted sexually to minting machines.
Right.
It's not really explained as such. The penis is quite a goodie.
Is it meant to be like American Pie? Is that what they're going?
No, well, I think at the time when they first thought about bringing it out, which was several years ago, the idea was that American Pie was still quite a popular film.
Right, so the thing was, people loved American Pie, but that scene with the pastry just wasn't gory enough.
That's pretty much how it went. Not enough goat sex in American Pie.
Now, you've been playing this. When was this thing shot?
4 years ago?
4 years ago.
Yeah.
You've been playing it down, hasn't he?
Yeah. I won't show him.
Talking about it. Yeah. And he says, it'll probably never come out.
It won't come out.
Shot really cheaply.
Yeah.
Put on the trailer. It's in 35mm.
Yeah.
It's got proper lighting. It's in widescreen.
We've got, there were 12 locations in the film. Eight of them were in one room where they take, it was a morgue, it was a university lecture theatre, it was a pie shop, it was a sort of sex dorm for a while.
Right.
And we just shoot into different corners. And that I was a porno studio for a bit. So you get an idea of what kind of film we're talking about.
To me, it looked like a porno movie, but way bluer.
But it's a porno movie without all the pesky sex to get you around.
Yeah. Oh, it looked really top heavy, as it were.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's a lot in there. The best bit, my favourite bit was when Ostentatious had to chase an emu because he won't have sex with it. The problem being that Ostentatious is scared of emus.
Right.
So they had to get another bloke who for some reason was in a white tuxedo. I don't remember what. Oh, I think he had some trouble with a transvestite in the bar, and so he was still in a tuxedo.
Wow.
And his job was to round up the emus and usher them towards ostentatious, so that ostentatious could pretend that he was into it while running at top speed the other way. Oh, and we didn't have permission to film with those emus. Okay. We jumped a fence at someone's
farm. I don't know what the Oscar clip is. Now, I hope that people by now have realised this isn't something we've made up. This is a real film. And you're playing the lead. I mean, that's quite amazing. Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks so much. It's the lead role in an Australian film.
Look, I had to do it. At the time, I was like, I've never done anything in my life. And they were paying cash up front. And I thought, what could go wrong?
And last year when we were doing the show, Ian would be constantly in a quandary downstairs. I'd be going, what's going on? He's going, oh. You want me to go and redo a lot of my lines from the film?
Well, it's the last version I saw. The director had tried to dub my lines as me.
Doing your voice.
So he can't do my voice.
Is this the same director who's been shooting new scenes of himself having sex with a goat?
Yeah, because there wasn't enough. He said the film wasn't long enough. It only ran like 58 minutes or something. They've got it up to 86. And as far as I can tell, the only new scenes are him and a goat. A disinterested goat.
Yeah, so what's the problem? Why hasn't it come out? I mean,
who can release it, Tone? How is it?
What stuff comes out?
Short bus stuff comes out. There you go, Tony Martin, film distribution mogul. Stuff comes out.
You're
right, Tone. Stuff comes out all the time.
There's a sequel to Half Past Dead now. Don't know what it is.
Yeah, now look,
Wendy Five to decompose. But that is out. You know, there's the bottom shelf at the video shop. Yeah. You know everything comes out eventually.
Yeah, look, the idea is that I'll do a live show called I Was Young, I Needed the Money, where I'll show clips from the film and then explain what happened on set that day.
But why has it not come out?
I don't know, Tone. I remember we had a screening for, like, film distributors one day years and years ago when they had a rough cut.
Right.
And, didn't go well.
Pretty rough.
Very rough.
Yeah, maybe.
Do
you want to name the director?
No. He's under indictment.
All right. He was
wanted by Interpol at one point because allegedly he'd taken some cameras and fled to Europe with them.
You know, we should do it like a drive-in double feature, grindhouse style, meat pie yobbos up the guts. Put them together. This is gold.
It's quite scarring. You have to remember, fellas.
Okay.
Quite a scarring period in my life.
At the same time, the bloke's made a film, and he spent years on it, and I'd like to
think... He was in the chicken coop, pants down, with a chook, so he deserves to have this come out.
It's an auteur.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that it's going to come out for him, you know, do some business.
You like to think it's going to come out for you.
Yeah, that's true.
And you, Richard. That's who we're thinking about. I'd love to see it, says Richard.
I'm very keen to see. Maybe this bloke just needs some motivation.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs Rex Hunt to give him a talking to. We've had a lot of interest in Rex's Address to the Nation. We played a clip from it yesterday. It is very motivational. It'll help. If you're having trouble getting out of bed this morning...
I was a deadbeat.
I'm addressing certain Get This listeners who email us every day. Maybe you need a bit of Rex. Have we got some Rex there?
And remember, nothing worthwhile has ever been achieved without blood, sweat, tears and a lot of hard toil. Not sitting on your butt knocking others while rolling a fat cigarette and waiting for the next handout. Besides, most of the standover dopes of my time are now nothing anyway. And boy, do they deserve it. And in the words of Theodore Roosevelt, the famous American president... Yibbity yibbida, here we go.
Thugs in the scallop industry, take a long hard look at yourself. And let's get this program up and running here at Get This. Let's leave me alone, Pink, here at Get This on Triple M, and that one goes out to all the thugs in the scallop industry, losers, deadbeats, who've never run up an alley nude in their life.
Haven't had the guts.
Kids,
hey?
People are calling up wanting to know where they can get a copy of Rex Hunt's Address to the Nation.
His second Address to the Nation.
Oh, but did he do an earlier one?
Wasn't there one on the June 13th?
He replayed it. Was that Disney stuff, that earlier one?
I don't think so. I think it was sort of woozy stuff.
I'm sure it will be online somewhere. We've obtained our copy from the Snato Gauro Collection, a private library funded... and organised by Santo Chilaro. So we don't have permission to put it on our website,
no.
So we can't do that.
No.
But just look, I know yesterday I kind of soiled the atmosphere of the program by insisting on going on about Bob Warmer.
Deadbeat.
I'm willing to accept now that it was natural causes.
Hey.
All I'm saying is, who wrote the email? Did he write the email? I have no lust for the job. Needs to be investigated. But there is an update in the paper today. Listen to this.
What's happened?
It was only when the post-mortem report and photos were examined by a British pathologist that the investigation into Woolmer's death began to fall apart. This bloke concluded it was more likely that the bruising around Woolmer's neck was a result of the post-mortem itself.
Wow. We better just make sure he's dead first.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to be doing a post-mortem on someone who's not dead.
Just a quick strangle.
Just a light strangling.
No one knew
that. How do you get strangled during your own post-mortem? That's an unfortunate ending.
Never saw that in Weekend at Bernie's.
Never saw anything like
that. Didn't do the strangling test on Bernie.
Did everything else.
That's very unpleasant.
Maybe it was during the water scheme that they made him do.
He was dead. I am not going to stop until this email is explained.
Well, later on, we've actually got an interview with someone who might be able to help Tony.
Oh, have we?
We've got an interview with one of the gentlemen who've signed up to the Nigerian Royal Family Scam.
You've organised that.
Big time.
Better to do that than sit around rolling a fat cigarette with the thugs from the scallop industry.
What about the women's mix? What have they got? Look at this cover of Boom Magazine.
I didn't know I had to be so scared of the scallop industry.
No, they're heavy.
Really?
Heavy hitters.
Have a scallop.
No.
Have a scallop.
I want one.
At one point, he's going in this dress to the nation. He's going,
I will stand up to anyone who threatens fishing, families, and the environment.
There it is.
How did families get into that list?
Who's threatening families in that order?
Scallop industry.
Boom Magazine. Look at this. Countdown to Mission's collapse. When's it scheduled for?
Yeah, good point. I think she's shooting a film. She's doing a film, and then she's got a 3-week break, and she's got it then. And she's got some time for rehab.
I think Barry Bissell's counting it down, too.
It's
very exciting.
Oh, look.
People are looking forward to it. How can she actually complain about paparazzi, though? Same with Paris Hilton.
Mm,
they get bothered by the paparazzi, but they advertise the magazines. They've actually put themselves up as faces.
They're in bed with them.
Yeah. I mean, how can you actually whinge about all these paparazzi following you?
Yeah. Well, no one ever got anywhere sitting around rolling a fat cigarette, Richard, and you know that. Look at this. Misha's
sandal scandal.
What's happened?
This is in New Weekly.
Oh, goodness.
She's put on a shoe that's a bit too small.
Dear.
No, I don't want to go on.
Dear, oh, dear. Now, I was hoping to have a nice brand spanking new sketch for us to play at this point.
And?
But, well, I didn't get it done because we were out last night trying to get Will Arnett to come on our show Friday, and this means going to film on a school night.
Right.
Which isn't the way here, kid. This.
Mm-hmm.
Went and saw Blades of Glory.
Yes, we did.
A very silly skating movie.
Yes.
Plenty of Arnett in there.
Well, not as much as I would like.
Yeah, sure.
Is it Slapshot? Is it as good as Slapshot?
Oh, gosh, I love Slapshot.
Fourth
movie. I like it.
The Psychotic Twin.
No.
Not so many ice skating
movies. The three of them.
The Hansen Brothers.
That's right. Yeah.
The Hansen Brothers. The psychotic nerd hockey guys. And there was a great story about years ago they had an ice hockey rink in Canada, had a Hansen Brothers, you can see where it's going, lookalike competition, and more people came along as Hansen.
The Hansen Brothers from Slapshot.
Who would win in a fight there?
Why are we talking about this? Oh, so I didn't get a sketch done.
No.
Because it's all Blades of Glory. And
sitting on your ass. Sitting on my ass, rolling a fat cigarette. Hassled by the scallop industry.
Hopefully Mr. Arnett will be here, and hopefully he'll say, Michael,
you're right.
Once during that time.
Run a pretty tight ship.
Ship at the pool table?
Yeah. You can either shape up or ship up. It's a party ship.
Sorry, it's just baffling. Hello to Job fans. Arrested Development now on DVD at Cole.
Yeah.
But here's something from last year. I don't even remember us doing while we're talking about women's mags. This was requested by Ashley, Mel, and Boris.
Fake name.
I don't know what
Come
it
on.
Is.
Come on,
come on. Just play that tape.
Hello, Suicide Hotline. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, who's that? Are you all right?
Look. It's been 2 weeks now.
Yes.
And there hasn't been one single photograph of baby Suri.
Please, sorry, who are you talking about?
Little baby Suri. There hasn't been any photographs of her.
Is this Tom Cruise's baby? Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, baby Murray.
Right. Are you a relative of Tom Cruise?
No, I'm just a normal person.
And you're a Tom Cruise fan?
Well, actually, I did see Top Gun when I was at school, and I think I might have seen Rain Man on TV. And my husband likes the Mission Impossible films, but there's too many explosions for me.
So hang on, so you haven't seen really any Tom Cruise films at all? What about Katie Holmes?
I'm not even sure who she is. I think she was in something that my children watch. I don't know. There's no pictures.
All right, please just calm down. What about, surely there's something else that can help you. Aren't there photographs of Princess Mary's baby?
There are, but I'm over them. I want to see photos of baby Surya.
And what about Brad and Angelina? Surely...
I don't know what's going on with him. I mean, you know, inside is saying that Angelina's feeling lucky again already.
Right.
But I can't be sure because the sources aren't confirming it.
They're not confirming. Right. Well, what about...
The pals? I don't know what the pals think, or the friends. Even the onlookers can't confirm anything. I'm sick of Angelina. I need pictures of baby Zuri.
Right, what about Nicole?
Nicole, telltale baby, Mum. I'm not even sure if it's real. I've looked at the photos. It might have been done with Photoshop. I can't tell.
Beck and Layton?
I think Beck's feeling lucky as well, but I can't see a telltale baby Mum here either. I just don't know where I stand anymore. I'm confused.
Look, let's take this one step at a time. Go back to Princess Mary. I mean, isn't she having another baby?
Oh, look, apparently the baby Mum is sick, tongue's wagging. But I can't tell. I need baby.
What about Vince and Jen? Vince and Jen, surely...
I think Vince has derailed Jen's wedding plan. A fairy tale wedding, is that going to happen?
Misha Barton, surely...
I don't want to know about Misha's crowd pout, boob job, derailed wedding plan, fairy tale wedding, or that dress.
That dress? What dress?
Is it the one involved in the tug of life boob job anorexia fear scandal?
Look, surely you could just find some photos of any baby and just pretend that they're photos of baby Suri. Oh, wouldn't no. that be
you
just as...
I need new photos of baby Suri. I'm confused. I've got no direction.
Can I ask... Can I ask, madam, who are you? What do you do for a living?
I'm the editor of the Woman's Day.
You're the editor?
Yes. So if I don't get any photos, I'm going to throw myself under a train.
All right, you're the editor. And you're going to throw yourself under a train.
Yes, I am.
All right. Have you got an accurate timetable? Because I can send one.
It's Paul Kelly here at Get This on Triple M. I've been Tony Martin. You've got Ed Cavalier, star of the upcoming Australian film Meat Pie. And, of course, you may have seen him on Row.
No, you wouldn't have seen him on Row.
Not lately. Richard Marr's on the air because Ryan Shelton's doing Rideas. Mm. Which means that Richard's idea, Mark's Govery's got the bone, apparently. Hey, Aidan has called in. Okay. This is Dizzy Stuff as a ringtone. I'm not sure if we're allowed to do that. But listen to this. Rich, someone called Rich, this is his nerdy moment of the day. He says that today at 12:34, think about this, it'll be 12:34 on the 5th of the 6th, 07.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think you're fine.
Was it, no, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 0, 7.
Yeah. I'll drop the O though.
Not exactly. It's not right, is it?
Well, see, when's he going to have to wait for this to work?
No, centuries.
Yeah. Dizzy stuff.
Start freezing yourself, brother.
Someone else, too. I'm not sure who this was. Somebody, I think, working in our Brisbane office.
Carlos
has called up to point. You know how many shows we've done this year?
No.
This is show number... Hey, have we got a new podcast going up today? We certainly have a podcast. Thank you, Tupac. It's up there today. It's already up there. Oh, look, it's got Ed's TV preview.
Oh, yeah.
And you can run a comparison if you want with Rich's TV preview.
Rich's had a lot more bells and whistles from memory.
Yeah, Ed's exclusive interview with Keith Urban. I used the one where it all went wrong. More killer bees loose in Parliament. Oh, there's all kinds of gear on there.
With a snatter?
Plenty of snatter for us. Snatto Chilaro fan.
Snatto fan.
Empty handed. That is, as I say, podcast 91. But don't forget podcast 90. Still up there. And if you want to go way, way back into the archives, both the Triple M website, triplem.com.au/get this,
or go to iTunes and you can hear podcasts.
25.
I don't know what was in it.
Sounds very old.
And Spanish jokes about the bicentennial of
yes. Real Tex Mex feel to that podcast.
Have we got another exclusive interview, have we?
It's not ready just yet.
It's not ready just yet?
Yeah. What am I supposed to do here?
Well, I've only just photocopied it for so Rich so he can learn his lines during this song.
Right.
We don't have a song with an ad break.
Look, does it matter?
The point is that we'll be off air so I can tell Rich what he's got to do.
But you spent the last song doing Paul Kelly. You were rehearsing it.
No, you had all those numbers you had to queue up. And
yeah.
That's
just the sore bay at the beginning. Then we get to the gap of the thing.
No, I put this. I wrote at the top, Man Who Bought Nigerian Gold. But that's wrong. It's the man, you know, the Nigerian royal family.
We're not doing this now.
Well, no, we've got to go to the ad, so we've got time to Rich gets his first line right.
We can't go out on this shambles, this nonsense.
Do you have any jokes?
I'll get my emergency joke out.
Get your joke out.
It's always dodgy. Did you see this photo yesterday in the Australian? Have a look at that guy. The funniest photo of the year. It's Alan Jones and Sophia Loren.
Hating that.
Both looking ahead, Madame Tussauds. The headline, of course, legendary gay icon and rumoured seducer of Marcello Mastroianni poses with Italian screen goddess. That one coming without binoculars. I could see it coming up the street.
Did he stop?
That's what you get when the interview's not ready.
So when are we doing the interview?
After this. Out of the ads. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's the
sizzle
next. I'll get this.
Not able to communicate in the most fundamental ways.
You know it is around the nation on Triple M. I know we were sizzling up an exclusive interview. Apparently still not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in that case, I'll ask the question.
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
I've already mentioned the podcast. For people who can't be bothered, go to the website, triplem.com.au/get this, and I think you'll find we've finally fluffed the pillows of the recent offences.
Mm. Right. What's on there?
All kinds of stuff up there. You can just, you know, I think you just click on it and play it. Although, isn't there some trouble at the moment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that was too easy.
They've
improved the website by making it more difficult to use. So
been amazing.
Okay.
Amazing technology, Tony.
All right. You can recall the wonderful day that Ed was eating sandwiches on air. You can play the game Heffernan or Halali.
Weeping amazement.
You can be freaked out by our unsolved mysteries. Remember Bob Johnson, the man who smashes prizes for no real reason? What about that Benny Hill business with Tony Blair?
That's right.
The time I was all in Tony. Remember when Peter Costello wouldn't stop going on about how he simply refuses to borrow money?
And if you haven't heard any of these before, you can hear them for the first time, Rich.
Yes.
Imagine that piece of joy.
Exactly.
What
over
about,
and over again.
Remember the time, Ed, that Richard, other way around, that you sabotaged Richard's debut on US radio.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's all up there on the front page of the Get This website. Click and play. No money, need change hands.
No dice.
How's that?
It's really good. It's
actual free fun.
Good stuff.
Here at Get This on Triple M. Time for some music.
Yeah.
We're running late. Just start hitting stuff, Rich. Dizzy stuff there.
Hands open here and get this. No patrol, of course. I think it's time. I don't know what Matt Dow's been up to. Man on the pots and pans for this program. He's always cooking up new themes for Talkback Mountain. What's he got today? Speaking of
that, is fantastic.
Great vocal stylings. Occasionally here at Talkback Mountain, we like to play.
What you're looking for is a suit of the arms.
There we go. But because this is radio, we like to do exactly the same thing. Give it a new name.
Brilliant.
Call it all new.
Right.
So what are we calling it today?
Let's give the Labour Party one right up the bracket.
There you go.
Who or what is that,
Richard?
It's Michael Hodgman, who was the former Liberal Minister. That was, to quote the 7:30 report last night, the most exciting moment of the Liberal Council in the past few days. He's trying to get the crowd all going. What is a bracket, for starters? It sounds like something that maybe my father might say, like maybe it's a block of the face.
He's talking about the tax bracket, presumably.
Why do you think so?
But why? they need one right up the bracket.
Yeah,
I'm
not sure.
Couldn't say.
He did make a fist when he did it.
He made a fist when he threatened to give them
one right up the bracket.
It's catchy. Can everything be a ringtone on the show, please?
Sure. Is he one of the corpse-like figures they drag out for these things?
Corpse-like
figures? He was cadaverous.
Yeah.
I love those guys. Former politician, they wheel in a corpse in a suit.
What? Okay, so what we're going to do today, is this anything, is it? Anything that you want to give?
One right up the bracket.
Okay, our listeners want to give KFC.
One right up the bracket.
Not because of anything they're doing, but because of what they're not doing. Now, it's nothing to do with your ad campaign. So many people have emailed us in since that chat the other day we had with a listener about the Tower Burger.
Oh, I know.
The world's best ever burger. Mm. Sam Walker, one of our listeners, is saying, bring it back. Why did KFC get rid of the Tower Burger? Too big, too tall?
I think so.
Couldn't keep it up?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it was the hash brown that they put in there.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, maybe that was creating havoc with the breakfast and lunch menu.
Does
KFC even have a breakfast menu?
I don't know.
I mean, hot and spicy is delicious for breakfast, as we know.
Well, until they bring it back, we're giving them
one right up the bracket.
Who do you want to give one right up the bracket to?
Ed Cavalier. Well, it was going to be the our friends in Queensland who've been sending all the cash to Nigeria to hopefully be part of the royal family.
Well, everyone has been sending it, but it's just in Queensland where they've done this study. Discovered 4.5 million bucks in 1 year went to the Nigerian royal family.
I had a thought, Tone.
Yeah.
So I went to a dress-up party on the weekend. My former flatmate, John, threw a Mad Hatter's party.
Oh, in his dump master.
In his dump master.
Very roomy. Plenty to eat.
It's a tough rental market out there.
Yeah.
So everyone went along. There were some wonderful hats. There was one gentleman there that had a sort of an old World War One flyers kind of leather bonnet.
Good look.
He had a mustache and some glasses.
Oh.
He looked a treat. John showed up in a sort of, imagine the things that the Blackadder extras would be wearing, the kind of huge sort of hat, bonnety type things with things going everywhere.
Right.
I wore a wide-brimmed school hat with my copy of Short Bus attached to it, just sort of giving it some sizzle.
I don't understand what this has got to do with the Nigerian royal family.
It doesn't. Let me get back to my point, though. The people who need one right up the bracket, if you will, are those who refuse to get involved with dress-up party themes.
Oh, so give them
one right up the bracket.
Yeah, that means we've dropped the whole...
Yeah, we have.
It doesn't fit.
Oh, sorry, Rick.
Dear,
doesn't fit.
Rick's just learned his life.
Next hour, Rich. Next hour.
I think we need to give Ed Gavelin
one right up the bracket.
Not the bracket.
Next hour.
Not the bracket.
It's no good for our Adelaide listeners.
Sorry, I'll have to cut that bit out.
Well, then now I have to cut this bit out.
No.
And this bit as well. I'm about to do this to the top of the hour.
My bracket is my own. And, so somebody, John's girlfriend, we'll call her, showed up in like a fashionable hat.
Oh, what is that?
And I had a tracksuit party for my 21st.
Oh, wow.
And I looked resplendent, Richard, in a maroon tracksuit. And all of the girls said, can I just wear like a sexy top with some leggings? No, you can't. If it's a dress-up party, you've got to get into the theme, Rich.
So how did it end up? Did you just storm out in your costume?
No, I made a kind of slightly nasty comment and then went and chatted to the man in the leather bonnet.
Oh, right.
Well, I know that Cecilia had a theme party a few months ago for her 30th birthday, and it was a fringe theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have been that guy because all I could find was just a cheap knockoff Lacoste top. That was as French as I could go.
That's port. No onions in your house. You couldn't string some onions together, wear them as a necklace.
You did tell me first thing this morning that you spent all weekend watching Marie Antoinette.
There we go.
Okay, is this part of our move to get blokey enough for the Nissan Navara, our new sponsors?
I've got to say, though, after that film, Sofia Coppola.
Right up the break.
Is that an insult or is that an offer?
Maybe it could actually go either way.
Okay. The enigmatic Richard Marsden.
Mm.
Okay, if we want to talk movies, I haven't seen it, but I want to give it
one right up the bracket.
That movie with Russell Crowe doing comedy.
A Good Year.
A Good Year. Falling into a swimming pool, doing a bit of Cary Grant, sort of slapstick Hugh Grant, foppish work. Doesn't play.
No.
Doesn't play.
No.
mean, he's good in the sturm und drang of your insider or your LA Confidential, but I don't want to see Russell Crowe in Notting Hill. It looks like you'd watch that film and it'd take you a good year to recover from it. So I'm giving that film
one right up the bracket.
Right.
Can we go to a song?
Constant use of that phrase has blown us out. I think it is already the next hour. Come on, listeners, get on board. There must be something you want to give one right up the bracket. Give us a call, anything or anyone.
133353.
Here again, this on Triple M around the nation. Richard Martin, our panel operator, brought in this beautiful quote from Michael Hodgman.
Let's give the Labor Party one right up the bracket. Thank you.
We're saying, who else needs one? Who we got in?
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I tell you what, if anyone's ever been to a school concert, there's always that blue rinse set up the back.
Yep.
There's always someone, little kids, they always have to start clapping to the time of the song. I'd like to give all of them
one right up the breath.
Beautifully done, Steve.
I tell you, they always clap out of time, and when the music finishes, the worst ones are the ones that can't stop clapping. I'd also like to give them
one right up the breath.
You don't understand it. Maybe you could get a job as like a theatre critic for school concerts. A really stage theatre critic.
I've been to that many over the years, and luckily my kids are out of it, and I've been to 14 years of that hell, and I'm never going back there no matter what the pay.
Really? And if you do go back, what will you do?
I'm just going to sit there up and I'm going to mock all of those people that clap, and I'm just going to laugh at them. And I've already told my kids, if you ever start doing that, that's the end of it, guys. You're disowned.
Yeah. But I'm guessing you'd like to give them
one right up the bracket.
You see, we're easily abused.
We sure are.
Dizzy stuff.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
Good.
Let me give one to
you. Go on, say it. Go on. Tell us what you've got.
Oh, sorry. I can't stand those chocolate frog fundraising drives for school.
Mm-hmm. And?
And I'd like to...
One right up the bracket.
Near enough.
That's close. Why, Christine, do you hate helping kids or...?
Oh, I've got too many.
There it is.
I just think it's all such a crock, to be honest. Yeah. And you have to walk around with all these chocolate bars and you end up eating them yourself.
This is true. You've got to raise money for good cause and you can't tuck in.
Wow, Christine.
Okay,
no, fair enough. James, how are you?
Chocolate frogs, colonizers there. Sorry, James. What have you got for us?
I've got a realistic of the TV stations that after you've got something really sad happening at a show, and then they play next week's promo with really happy music.
Yes. And you'd like to give that concept.
One right up the bracket.
Could you give us an example?
Yeah, last night I was watching a certain TV show on a certain station.
We just say, come on.
Brothers and Sisters.
Yep.
I admit it, put my hand up. And I know, it's really sad. But and then the woman was like letting go of her death.
How it feels, bro.
Throwing the wedding ring away. And then next week on Brothers and Sisters. I'm like, oh.
It often does happen, and obviously we're going to have to unplug his machine. Walking on sunshine. Don't forget next week. Yeah, that's a good one. I never thought of that.
West Wing was the classic as well, because it always ends like, you know, Afghanistan have the nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
And then it would go, like into the closing credits. Like rather than the big sweeping opening, they have the happy one at the end.
All right.
Thanks, James.
We spotted. Tackling the big issues here. Get this. Who's next?
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good.
What are you talking through it?
I hate there's a skinny guy and he has a mouth freshener on telly, on the commercial, and then his nipples grow.
All right. You'd like to what?
Sorry?
What would you like to do about that?
I'd like that to be completely taken off the air because you're minding your own business and then next minute there's a skinny guy with growing nipples.
Yeah, give those nipples
one right up the breast.
I haven't seen this yet. What is the point of it?
He has like a Mentos, and apparently it makes him so cold that he has these gigantic nipples.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for miming that for me, our producer Nikki. Yes. That was so beautifully done. A lot of visual work. All right, and so are there any others that get you going at the moment?
Well, as a matter of fact, There's another ad, and it's either like Swedish or German. It's hard to know because I turn away. And they're like making a car out of clay. There's a guy and a girl scientist or something. And they're making, there's a squelching noises. It's an absolute...
Isn't that a famous sketch on Saturday Night Live?
And a scene from Ghost.
The Adobe, the little car that's made out of clay.
But this tech, like, they're sort of like getting all excited.
Innuendo, isn't it, Michelle?
Who wants to see, like, nerdy Swedish people getting excited over clay?
Well, I think we should put that up into the phones, Michelle, and find out. We might surprise ourselves. Thank you, Michelle.
Who else is that angry about something?
G'day, Mark. How are you?
Good, thanks, yourself.
Good, thanks. What do you got for us?
Well, I would like to give the parking inspector who gave me a ticket at 9:30 p.m. the other night in Brisbane.
One right up the bracket.
How late was this at night?
9:30 at night. Outrageous.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that you were taking up the only parking space?
Correct. every day of the week I'd like to give him...
Well forced, Mark. Very well forced.
Is it a revenue-raising exercise?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's give it another...
One. Right up the bracket.
Oh, I've just been told by management we've used our quota.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, thank you, Mark. A lot of angry people out there.
I could say,
look, if you know, if there's heaps of spaces, well, what are you doing wrong? I mean, you know... Isn't the idea behind parking fines, you're taking up a space that someone else can be in and move out. It's someone else's turn. There's a whole lot of empty ones.
Park where you like.
That's just revenue raising, isn't it?
Exactly.
I think we've gone AM.
What else are you angry about? Not on my watch.
Scallop industry.
It's a call. The thugs in the scallop industry.
Is that it for this hour?
That's it.
We've given everyone, I think, one up the bracket good enough. Our guest in the next hour... is Greg Fleet.
Oh, no, hang on.
What? That's the wrong one. What I need is the...
Right one. Up the bracket.
It's Peter Gray.
If I'd have done it, they would have boiled me in oil.
Do you receive a lot of junk emails?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know how the word got around, but we seem to get those funny ones all the time. That was a certain product.
Real Making Gold from the Ukraine?
And generally it's associated with the Nether region, personally.
I'll see how I'm reading the word. Of the Nether region. I got one. What did I get last night? It's just products you've never heard of. I think bow ties. There's a lot of money to be made in bow ties.
I suppose, but on the way back.
Find the Iron Curtain. Someone has just located a cachet of bow ties.
Bow ties and recovery.
And of course, 75% of Australians who fall for an internet scam refuse to accept that it is a scam. Even when they've got a box of sand sitting in front of them claiming to be a computer, not compatible with their printer. It's legitimate. It's going somewhere.
I just need a different plug.
Great. Often on the show, we crap on about YouTube. Like, we know what we're talking about. No one in this room even knows how to upload a clip on the YouTube. Not even Ed Cavalli, who spends a lot of time on this.
Most of my time.
You, on the other hand, are a featured artist. And how many hits have you had for your latest bit on YouTube?
225,336 or something like that. Yesterday.
Let's find out how to become a star of YouTube. We'll do that in this hour. Get this. Our announcement here at Triple M, Jimmy Barnes, with Ride the Night Away. It's the second hour of Get This. And what was the first phrase, the first word ever spoken on FM radio?
This is dizzy stuff, folks.
No, it wasn't that. Whatever it was spoken by this man, Peter Gray.
There we go.
Back in the 1990s, Grace.
Yeah.
Those were the days. And, of course, you're certainly ahead of us because how many hits have you had for a clip on YouTube?
225,300 and something.
Okay, some cat. What is the clip? What have you made?
There are no cats involved.
No, sorry, I think the numbers have been fudged.
Well, that's why Ed's not watching.
Yeah, right. What did you do? How did you do that?
I have put a video up on YouTube. I've got my own little channel. When you sign up to YouTube, you get your own channel. I've got 15 videos on it. But I picked a fight with some guy, basically on the comments. He was a school teacher. He's an American school teacher. Lives in Japan. And I sort of, he was raving away, so I'm typing away, and I went, how far up yourself are you? And then I went, no, you're an English teacher, so how far are you up yourself? I'm not sure which way it's supposed to go.
Either way. And then this guy had attacked your clip, is that?
No, he made a comment about something else, and I just went in on him.
Right.
And then he said, I looked at your video, you're good.
Right.
And then a week later, or a month later, he became the guest editor on YouTube, and so was one of mine.
So you're friends now, and so he put you on, like, the front page.
Front page.
So when you first go there, this is one of the featured clips.
Yeah.
And what was your clip?
It's a rant. It's an anti-Howard Blair.
Oh, you God.
Everybody rant.
Oh, so, God, cops are paying.
I don't believe in man-made gods who don't believe in me, and you think that hasn't set the buckle of the Bible belt off in America.
See, that's the thing. Now, you're not going to get that onto Primetime Channel 9.
No.
What? But do you think maybe if Carl Stefanovic were to express those views?
Carl Stefanovic, the following religions are bogus. He just reels up a list. Go to the ad.
But he hit the comments back, and I've got nearly 1,000 comments or something, but according to this, you stuck, die, hippie, die. Because, again, it's about 70% favouring what my point of view and about 30% against. But you've got soldiers in Iraq arguing with people in America about what I said in Australia, which is kind of weird. I got called white trash and nigger.
Oh,
that's an interesting combo.
Take your pick.
Talking cadaver, which I heard before. You're creepy, you're a dumbass, you're a faggot.
Yeah.
Looks like Gollum, looks like Phil Spector with wet hair, looks like Iggy Pop.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. I think this is all the same phrases that David Stratton used in his review of the film I made a few years ago.
Right.
Word for word.
Wow, that was gay. This is so homosexual. These are my reviews. And you generally find that all of the really, really angry stuff comes from 17 to 19-year-old American males.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And it was a really tough talking time. Deeply embedded
in their bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing with YouTube is, to one, kind of medication are these people on? And two, the spelling channel.
Oh, they can't spell?
It's telephone text talk.
I think when somebody's questioning the existence of God, reading grammar's not an issue. I don't think really it's not a priority. The point here is that now anyone can be on the telly. Yeah. Anyone can get onto YouTube, no matter how mad.
And there are people, there are characters who have built their own following.
But how do you do it? Okay, let's say you know nothing about it. What do you need on your computer at home to actually pull this off?
Internet. And an email address.
And
all you do, that becomes your YouTube. Then you've got to come up with a name for yourself.
I read one last night.
I said, dude, the names are all gone. And myself, I typed in about 10 names before I got knocked out.
You got George Lucas?
I ended up in frustration typing in, what do you reckon?
What do you reckon?
Yeah, and I said, yeah, you can have that one. Oh, good, I'm down in the W's.
You're a racehorse. But there's, what I enjoy doing on YouTube at the moment is the celebrities drunk. Is there anything funnier than celebrities drunk? And do people know who Tracy Morgan is? He used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Is he in 30 Rock?
He's the star of that show 30 Rock. We haven't got here yet. But if you type in Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Morgan, wasted, you'll see a hilarious clip of him on a morning television program in Texas. And they've done that thing where he's there promoting a stand-up gig and the guy's just, giving him the Stefanovic treatment. Tracy Morgan doesn't listen to a thing he says, just stands up, starts taking off all his clothes and just suggesting that he's going to make love to all the women in the audience.
Mm.
And they do that thing of just going through a graphic.
saying what his tour dates are. And they just stay on the graphic for about a minute, but you can still hear the sound of him slapping his stomach and telling the ladies to get a bite of this. And then they come back, and he sat back down on the couch, and the interviewer asked him one more question. He's off again, back to the graphic. And they keep just, can I get back to the graphic about three times?
You're enjoying this.
That was a great behavior, though. The Hulk one was really good.
Yeah, Hassel Hulk's run, filmed by his own daughter.
Paula Abdul was one of her.
Paula Abdul, you know, the bloke who directed that film, I Heart Huckabee, going off on Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, great run.
Celebrities Behaving Badly. Yeah. Mick Molloy, I think he's involved in a couple. There's a few clips from his new show.
Oh, really?
In Happily, you can see clips of him involved in a film set on the Brisbane River.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Where Ed refused to actually dive in. See if he can spot the stunt double. Richard Markham, you can see him as the prof on Channel 31 Community Television.
Yes, yes.
Yourself, don't you? Yes. In a beautiful collection of satin shirts, all his own, circa 1993. And, of course, a bar jar. Endless number of fart jokes available for free. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Rumour is finally coming out on DVD.
Is that right?
Yeah, we've just got to contact all of the dead actors involved. And then that'll be sorted out.
John Edwards.
Okay, quite a selection. Thanks for telling us how YouTube works.
That's all right, Tracy. I've got a new one up there too called America, I Love You. I had to sort of come back.
You've got to tone down your act, have you?
Well, sort of.
All
that's
right.
The opening line anyway.
Let's go to a song, and then I think we're going to get some more Triple M royalty in here. Mm-hmm. Let's keep them coming today. We might learn something, Ed.
That's good.
Get this. Well, that's very Paolo Nutini. Jenny, don't be hasty here at Get This on Triple M. Peter Grace is with us, part of the Hall of Fame here at Triple M. Gracie, say hello.
Hey.
Just listening now. Gracie, you surely would recognise this voice.
Triple M.
Yeah. One of the people who did that was Felice Norris. Who were the others again?
The others were Rod Muir,
yes.
A radio industry legend.
Like and at a table and half the chamber.
And the one man is a cut snake and an absolute genius. The other was Trevor Smith.
Yeah.
Another, there was a mob called Digger May, which was sort of a big radio consultancy group. And
The Digger Mafia.
They struck fear in all the young jocks like Gracie and myself when we were like 12 and starting. Ian Grace is another member of that, and myself, and it was done up in a studio somewhere very late at night. And I reckon we did 150 takes on that. And Trevor was managing the session, and that's not right, and they just sounded identical to each other to me. And eventually we got to
that's it! That was the one! To take the rest of the night off.
Yes.
Hey, Lee, we've just been talking with Gracie about YouTube. He's a featured artist up there at the moment, or at least recently. Mm-hmm. I think Cats Leaping Backwards Into a Sink have knocked him off his perch.
Yeah.
Any sign of old clips from Night Moves showing up there yet?
Every now and then I get an email from a mate with nothing but a link on the email. And I click it and I see YouTube and I here we go. And it's usually some of the incredibly embarrassing stuff that we did back then, whether it's a blooper with myself and James Freud and Sean Kelly where the Madge got dropped on air, or an interview with the late, the great Mr. Mark Hunter that was floating around at the moment. But what intrigues me more is how somebody actually kept a copy of this and then did all the conversion that's necessary to dump it into a PC to get it up onto YouTube.
Because we're talking pre-VHS, aren't we?
Yeah. We're talking almost pre-coloured television.
Wow.
Well, it's an amazing sight. One guy that put up all this old Australian rock music, he put all old Australian television commercials as well. He must have about 50 television commercials from the 50s through to today.
Wow. And then, you're not seeing enough ads. YouTube is the
answer. Yeah, you want football, meat pies and kangaroos and Holden
Again, you'll meet Uncle Sam. Hey, Lee, I've got to say, we've got an issue we want to discuss in this hour. That's the Dalai Lama. He's on tour at the moment, and I understand not selling enough tickets.
No one's going.
What's the problem? Have you got the story, Mr. Markle?
I think it's running at a $2 million loss.
Ooh. Sluggish ticket sales.
Sluggish. Right. Is it still supported by Killing Heidi?
That's the thing. He needs a hot support act.
Yeah, he does need it, yeah. Stephanie McIntosh is available, I
believe. Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Dalai Lama mimes as well, which is a weird thing.
Yeah.
He's got a backing track, he mimes to
it. Yeah. Is there an upskirting video of him now
on YouTube?
Up roving. Lee, you know, over the years, what kind of extremes have bands gone to get your attention and get radio attention?
Me personally, mate.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure.
I don't think we can go into too much of that. But there are a few, just the stuff we can talk about that doesn't embarrass the family. There were some satin tour jackets that I think were very big, and I think Gracie would have a few. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band was one that was worn as the Springsteen one. I think that was pretty.
Ooh, yeah.
Black satin bomber jacket, as worn only by union officials these days. Pyrotechnics were always good.
Yes. Well, Triple M's Matty Sheargold used to do pyrotechnics for Van Halen back in the 80s.
Nothing got the adrenaline going any harder than a roadie with very few of his own feet saying, "Hey! This jockey boy, don't stand near the flat spot."
But did you get this thing in radio where someone from a record company would come in and say, "This artist, Lee, I mean, this is like the future. I mean, Wigfield, telling you, everyone is going to be talking Wigfield this time next year."
That would happen, but none of them really did it with too much conviction. It was right. Like, okay, I'm now going to go to the people at 3XY and talk to them.
It's going to be huge.
And they used to do pranks as well. You know, they were really clever stunts. I remember there was Frank Zappa, Shaky Booty album, and the rep, who was an extremely elegant, urbane woman from the record company, turned up wearing a harem outfit. She had a camel, literally a camel, parked out the front of the Age building, doing what camels do on the footpath, and had the security people at the Age all on a flap while they were wandering around with shovels. And
the Angels, in the early days of this radio station, the Angels brought out an album, and suddenly I was on the air one day, and suddenly there's a fire engine pulls up out the front, and the firemen come up the ladder onto the balcony, and they stand outside the window on the balcony, outside the studio window, holding up the new Angels album.
Wow.
And I'm going,
you see what you've got to do, Dean Geyer?
Get yourself a fire truck.
I recall too. And a camel.
Yeah. Only the Dalai Lama, though. A bit of harness work. The flying work on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Living on a prayer.
Yeah.
That's a voice box.
Yeah.
A t-shirt gun.
Like Kiss using concerts.
That's great.
Yeah. Robes out across to the back row.
No, but they're actually selling t-shirts to raise money, aren't they? There's no,
that's
no,
great. But it's, you know, it's so sad that there's no one there to see the concert, because I guess the question is, if the Dalai Lama gives a concert and there's no one in the audience to hear it, is there still any sound?
Thank you, Richard. Lee, I know you've got actual work to do. Anything you'd like to promote Triple M Football?
It's just on every weekend. You can hear it in Brisbane, you can hear it in Sydney, in Melbourne, in it's just
every
week. When are you going to get asked to come and call a game?
Oh, man, that would be fantastic.
Lee has to go. Give him a round. Another fake round, if you would, for Lee Simon.
Thank you, Mr. Simon. Love you.
All day.
All right.
Gracie, don't you go anywhere. We're going to help the Dalai Lama out of a hole next on Get This.
Is bastardry gone wild?
Get This around the nation. Did we just drive under a bridge there? I heard an odd sound. Don't know if it's going to air, but okay, the roadies are going to have to come in. We've got Peter Grace still here, Gracie.
Yep.
I think we exhausted the T-shirt gun. I think we've exhausted the Dalai Lama. Let's get back to YouTube. Let's ask people, what have they seen? Mm. Now, Gracie, apart from your fine heritage work here at Triple M, you do a fair bit of work for Aboriginal radio, do you not?
Yes, I do. And in fact, my YouTube site has got about 4 videos by different Aboriginal music acts.
Just on that, what do you reckon is spelled? Is it that the correct way? W?
No, it's actually W-H-A-D-D-Y-A.
That's the correct spelling.
Yeah. Reckon. There's a lot of dispute over how to spell the phrase. What do you reckon? I think you're fine. But in terms of clips, I don't know if this is on YouTube, but just while we're talking Aboriginal matters, the film Mad Dog Morgan
Oh, yeah.
In Australia in the, well, in the 1970s, about 76,
starring
Dennis Hopper with Mad Dog Morgan. If you get the DVD of that,
I think I got it free.
Where? I got it free with What Video Magazine a few years ago. I got it freebie. And there's a fantastic making of, which is shot in the 70s. Have a listen to Dennis Hopper.
I think he was insane. I think he realized he was insane at the end of the film. But I think that he was driven insane by society. And he did hang out with the Aboriginals. Different than Ned Kelly, worked alone, except for this telegraph service, which are Aboriginals.
Aboriginary.
I think Dennis Hopper came out here and bonded with the...
The Aboriginaries.
Yes.
I don't think I've met any of them. We know the difference between the word Australian and Aboriginal, don't you? Australian's got the word alien in it. Aboriginal's got the word original in it.
Just while we're talking, Mr. Martin, you might want to track down the final line from Mad Dog Morgan. I know people love to hear it. What have you seen in Cavalry that people need to know about?
The cats. The talking cats.
Talking cats now?
A lot of cats.
Oh, cats who appear to be enunciating words.
You can drop the word appear out of that sentence if you want.
It was a tad dismissive.
Yeah, the cats who have clearly learned English and are now speaking it back to their owners in the hope of treats. That's good. However,
well, what are they saying, though? What kind of stuff?
I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love you, and hello.
And
wow, wow, wow. You never know what they say next. Music variety. The soul of industry.
I saw one on Larry King.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was quite a chat. What's the new one?
The new one is Cats Playing Piano.
Yeah. Oh, not good enough for you. I'm assuming it's a cat walking along the key.
Are you, Tony? How much Brahms do you know, bro?
Got any Brahms going up? Got Brahms in the next hour.
Who's Tiddles?
Right, the night away.
Who's Tiddles from Wisconsin? The genius. working the major chords. Sitting up on a stool. Sitting on the stool with his little paws up on the keys.
All right. Okay. I'm sure we've all got lots of stuff that we've seen on the internet. But let's get straight to the listeners. Give us a call. What have we missed? What have we seen? What do we need to see? 1-3-3-5-3. That is real life here at Get This on Triple M. We promised you, because it's Get This, and we just like to do things like this to entertain people in the lunch hour, the final line of the Australian film Mad Dog Morgan.
By all means, off with his head. And don't forget the scrotum.
There you go. Peter Graves is with us, Triple M Royalty.
I did that for my Niner audition.
It's a great. I think every movie should end with a line, and don't forget the scrotum. But what else are we missing? What's on YouTube and the internet there?
Hi, Adrian, how are you?
G'day, how are we?
Good, thanks, mate. What should we see?
I've seen Tony Danza flip a go-kart.
What do you type in for that?
I typed in Tony Danza. That was the first thing that came up.
What were you doing? Why did you do that?
I have no idea, but it was fantastic. He's in a race. It's like a minor celebrity race, I suppose you could say. I don't know who the other bloke is, but he...
McLean Stevenson.
He's racing Tony Danza, and on the last lap, he gives him a nudge, and Tony goes right over the barrier.
It's a bit nice. Some of his best work.
About two times, and... about four blokes have to come and sort of flip the cart back over to get him out.
Well, I'd like to think that they've dubbed Canned Laughs from Who's the Boss. Under that segment, very
thanks,
nice.
Adrian.
We'll check that out.
G'day, Gary. How are you?
Yeah, very well, guys. How are we going?
Not bad. And what have you seen?
Drunk Slingshot. It's a guy passed out in a plastic chair by the side of a pool.
Yeah.
And a few of his friends get some elastic sort of bungee cords to slingshot him into the pool. Mm. They actually send him over the pool and over the fence next door.
Gary. It's
hilarious.
What do you type in for that drunk slingshot?
Drunk slingshot.
Yeah.
You actually hear the guy wake up mid-flight. Then you hear him hit a parked car on the other side and the car alarm go off. It is just brilliant.
Oh, it couldn't have been better if the car had exploded, Gary.
Oh, that's it. The scary thing is I've got mates, I reckon, that would do something similar like that to me.
Don't fall asleep, Gary.
No, you try not to.
Nothing to hope for. That's fantastic.
Thanks, Gary. That sounds... brilliant. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. What have you seen?
There's one of a stallion that gets a little bit too excited about his giant bale of hay. And he's mounting it and rolling in it, and it's just a little bit too horny.
How many heads is that head?
I didn't look, but I'm sure it's probably got quite a few because it's up on a couple of the horse forums.
Horse forums?
Yeah, for all the horse nerds.
I started to think what else.
Well, hi to all the horse nerds listening.
We've just dedicated a whole show to just the horse nerds.
No, maybe they deserve the equine nerds. Maybe they deserve it.
Yeah, I think we do.
All right, we one of them.
I'm not admitting.
No, Sarah, come on. You're out there spraying a bale of hay with pheromones as we speak. Thank you very much, Sarah. Nice talking to you. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself, guys?
Excellent. What have you seen?
Now, you're going to love this. Stupid cat.
Stupid cat?
I've seen it.
Yeah, just about a minute and a half montage of just brilliant cats just doing stupid things, jumping into walls, freaking out at their own reflection.
How's that get the one where the toddler is walking up the path and the cat jumps?
I think you've seen that one, but I know that clip. That's like in every second week of Funniest Home Video.
Yeah, right,
some very high rotation head clip.
And they have got the one where the cat gets stuck on the ceiling fan too, haven't they?
Yes.
That's a lovely one.
You can't get any worse and it gets flung into the wall.
So much to enjoy. Dogs trying to find the source of their own reflection. I think that's a lot to type in, but if you can, it's well worth a look.
The source. Thanks, Sam. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Gentlemen.
What have you seen, sir?
I have seen the World Perfect Circle Drawing Champion. It's like a guy in front of a classroom with kids, and he gives a bit of a preamble how he's missed the World Championships in Vegas this year, but he'll be back next year. Mm-hmm. And he limbers up, and away he goes, and draws a circle, and everyone goes, whoa, and applauds.
And he's not using a compass, he's not bracing by the elbow, anything like that?
Perfectly freehand.
That's a man you want for your next marbles game.
And what chance has that man of getting a proper job? I think I'll just draw it up here. That's a perfect zero. Who's coming next?
Hi, Liam. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What have you seen, bro?
This bloke calls himself the Manualist, and he sits on a couch with a couple of speakers behind him and plays a whole Bohemian Rhapsody with squishing his hands together, making fart noises. Wow.
Do you think this bloke could help ticket sales for the Dalai Lama?
There's a high possibility, massive possibility. The way he keeps a perk cat bum face through the whole thing.
Gee, I wasn't sure about this spiritual enlightenment, but now that the hand part plays on, I might give it a whirl.
The Manualist. Look it up.
Manualist.
Thanks, Leah.
That's what you've got to do. You've got to, if you've got a skill like that, you've got to give it a fancy name, like Mr. Methane, who basically farts songs. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. That's what he calls it. Yeah. Controlled anal voicing. I'm a master of controlled angle voicing. Another tip for the llama there. One more, please.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Ooh, excellent. And what have you seen, bro?
It's called Darth Vader Sessions.
Yeah, this is great. Tell us what it is.
They're taking Daniel Jones' voice clips from all these previous films and they've redubbed all these Star Wars scripts.
Yeah, good idea. So there's other films that he's in, and because there's no lip sync with Vader, they've just whacked the lines over. What are some of the things he says?
It was
very late. I understand.
I'm off the chair laughing when I watch it.
It's a year-old, a fat cigarette. But it is dizzy stuff. Thank you, Ben. Oh, look, this bloke, Tim, has been waiting for a long time. Let's squeeze him. Are you there, Tim?
I am, Tony.
What did you see?
TV pilots that actually didn't take off. There's a classic one called Look Well. Sponsored by or executive produced by Conan O'Brien, and it stars Adam West as a failed TV cop show star who then goes and researches crimes in his off time, and it's just terrible because he plays it as Batman.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen our panel operator, Richard Martin, so enthusiastic about something. It's that good, is it, Rick?
Yeah, no, I've seen Look Well. Doesn't it have that great line where his housekeeper comes home and says to Adam West, they've discontinued your line of hairspray? And he just looks at the camera and goes, those fools.
It's just full of that. It's full of, you know, Adam West Batman stuff. There's another one called No One's Watching, which is done by the guy who did Scrubs, Bill Lawrence, which is two guys who write off to Warner Brothers to say they can do TV better than anyone else, and then they're actually bought in to make a TV show, but it's actually a reality show, TV show, of them making a TV show.
And now, wasn't this the case that that was a pilot that didn't get up and was so popular that now they're thinking of doing it?
Allegedly, but I think that was all the YouTube.
No,
that's never happened.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Right.
There's another John Stewart one called The Ball Show about three baseballers who get chucked out for drugs and prostitution, etc., and go to the minor leagues. And, you know, there's just, they take all these blind kids on a boat, and then that boat turns into a floating brothel, and it's just hilarious.
And these are rejected, I think.
I know.
He's added by.
Grey's Anatomy's on every week.
All right. Thanks for drawing our attention to it. Quite a lot to investigate.
Thank you, everyone.
On the internet.
And the slingshot, as soon as we get off air. Downstairs, we've got a slingshot.
It's just going to get to its song. Get to its song. And here it is. Get this. Linkin Park here at Get This What I've Done. Peter Grace from the Triple M Hall of Fame is sitting in with us today. Gracie, do you watch a bit of Order in the House?
Order in the House, great show, top little show, Order in the House. The only chance Australians to get to see their government at work.
Yeah, it's hilarious, isn't it?
And, yeah.
Do you watch the blokes in the background? Who's your favourite, Ed?
Christopher Pine. He sits just to the right of whoever's speaking on the Liberal side. You'll see him just behind.
He's got that hair that when it's obviously a bit of a fro when he lets it go.
Mm-hmm.
So he brushes it down. So it's got those really clear kind of bumps in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so like, he's just such a. Who's student politician looking?
Who is it? Occasionally you'll see someone do the ugly Dave Gray scissors up behind. But we like, there's so many. I tell you what, if you turn the sound up, I don't know how so many bees and wasps get loose in Parliament. And then they'll constantly go them with the aerosol spray. But to me, undermines the climate control message they're constantly pushing. You might want to turn your radio off. This is an actual recording from Order in the House.
The Prime Minister is in order, and the Prime Minister will be heard.
This is bigger than. So let me continue talking about climate change, because I thought was one of the policies of the opposition. When the Leader of the Opposition posed a question about this issue,
Remember Jagger in 21st May,
I said that
Jagger is right.
Associated matters.
Well, that's politics covered for a moment on Get This.
Yeah.